My favorite time we ever had sex. I don't know. There's so many to choose from. I mean, ever since I met you, we have been kind of on a wild streak, don't you think? I swear, I don't think I have ever been this adventurous with anyone else. But you like that thought, don't you? You get off on the fact that you know you corrupted little innocent old me. Well, if I had to choose a favorite, I'd probably have to say the day we fucked in that elevator. Do you remember? Of course you do. Oh, but yes, I know you love when I tell the story. That definitely did not go as planned. I mean, we had gotten a room near the top floor for a reason. I mean, we do like to be a little voyeurs and keep the windows open when we fuck. So, why not fuck on the way up, right? Of course, nobody else was supposed to be in the elevator with us. Until that family reunion showed up and all decided to get in at the same time. Yes, I remember. I actually remember how you were the one that pulled me to the back of the elevator, making sure I was pressed close against you in my little short skirt. I admit, I was trying to show off that day. You know I like to push your buttons. I know you live for the build-up. I still remember how you leaned into my ear and your hot breath grazed my skin, and you said, "Stay quiet and focus." God, I swear I could feel a shiver go down my spine when I heard that deep, raspy voice of yours. I know, I've told you time and time again, I could probably come just listening to you talk dirty to me, but today it's my turn to talk dirty. Where was I? Yes. The family had just joined us in the elevator, and the older woman, who I'm pretty sure was the mother, was standing far too close, but she was too deep into conversation with who I assume was her husband to notice the sound of your zipper slowly going down as my hand reached back and released you from your binds. The moment I felt you against my ass, I was so glad I hadn't worn panties. How they would have just gotten in the way. All I had to do was arch my back just right. That's why I've always really liked the height difference between us. It doesn't take much for your cock to line up just right, and nobody can tell the difference that you are sliding inside of me while I try so hard not to moan. Oh, but you know I wanted to. You could feel it under my skin. Because you know those sounds that I make for you. The ones that your cock so easily elicits from my throat, from my chest. Fuck. I can still remember the feel of your cock pressing in and out of me ever so slowly. And the way your hand rested on my shoulder, your fingers grazing my neck. I knew you wanted to choke me so badly. I mean, I do love it when you make it hard to breathe. But we had to be careful after all. I wonder how long it took for her to notice the sweat that was dripping down the side of your face. Or the sweat that was forming on my collar. Oh, baby, of course, you know she had to have noticed. I mean, didn't you hear her just stop mid-sentence? I did. I could even feel her blush from where I was, but I just couldn't stop myself. I mean, your cock is just way too good, and fuck, why hadn't they gotten off yet? But it almost made it even more exciting. Not even 2 inches from my face was a 6-foot-tall man with his back to me while you were fucking me. Slowly, to be sure. But if the elevator rattled just right, I probably would have gotten pushed right into him, and the moans would have probably just come straight out of my mouth. Fuck. We had to have gone, what? 5, 6, 7 floors before I finally whimpered and clenched tightly around you. I know that drew some attention. But you made sure to keep me pressed against your chest so that no one could really guess what was going on. I'm sure. If they were smart, oh, they knew. I mean, couldn't you smell the scent of sex that just wafted through the elevator at that moment? But they had no proof. I mean, unless somebody really wanted to get down on their knees and look at my pussy where you were pressed into me, but nobody was that crude. And I think they were more embarrassed than we were. Of course, the best part was after they rushed off on the wrong floor, which I found out later. Oh, how? Because I ran into the mother again. She couldn't even look at me. She's probably just missing the excitement she had at our age. But the best part was when you finally bent me over, pressed against those doors, and slammed against me until you came as well. And I could be as loud as I fucking wanted with those doors closed. And the small amount of privacy it provided before 10, 11, 12, the bell finally ring for our floor. I was rather sad when I felt you slip out of me. But I mean, it's not like it was long before it was there again later. But I suppose that's a story for another time.